Welcome to hour three of The Mediocre Show, the Donna and Steve Show, to be exact, on My Talk 107.1, where talk is fun. Are you having fun?
Me?
Yeah.
Having a real good time. Just having a real good time.
Are you? Are you feeling any better?
You know, I'm getting loaded up on liquids. I just had an electrolyte drink. I had a veggie smoothie.
Oh, nice.
I've got water right now in that there cup. And later today, I've got a juice cleanse arriving at my door that I'll do for a few days. And so I'm just going to be, you know, loading my body with nutrients. Okay. Sorry if that's a sin.
I am making a list. Airborne, Dayquil, NyQuil, Manuka honey, vitamin C, V8, Pedialyte.
V8?
Yeah. Isn't that what it's called? V8?
Yeah. I just don't hear people talk about V8 much.
Really?
Do you have to get into a time capsule to get it? Or do they sell it at traditional stores?
What are you talking about? It's everywhere.
V8 used to be everywhere. There were commercials for it. Tommy Lasorda was doing... No, that was SlimFast. But V8 cans used to be much more prevalent. Maybe I'm projecting because my dad used to get V8 and it'd be in the fridge growing up, but I haven't seen it in years.
Hmm.
Well, you just getting the V8 for a bloody, right?
No, not at all. No, because I'm anticipating that you got me sick. And I have to travel, and I
have to travel too. I'm not excited about this either.
You're on the backside of it, though.
I hope so.
Congratulations.
Where are you going to get your V8 from?
Any store in existence?
Where do you go? What aisle sells the V8? You are a V8 bully.
Wherever you find juice, if you're looking for cranberry juice, grapefruit juice, it's the juice aisle.
Huh.
Are you crazy? Do you ever go shopping?
I do go shopping. I shop.
What are you doing? Like typing?
Yeah, I'm now.
Listen, just because they don't advertise like they used to doesn't mean the product no longer exists.
I understand. I'm just saying it's a little less in our face. I just feel like people today, much fewer people talk about or buy V8 today than they did back in the 90s. It just felt a little nostalgic for you to say, all right, I'm going to get my Dayquil, my NyQuil, Crystal Pepsi, and V8.
Remember? I should have had a V8.
Could have had a V8.
I could have had a V8.
They got energy drinks now. V8 energy.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What can you tell me about that? Now I'm interested.
Orange pineapple, black cherry, lemon lime. It's just V8 that's got a bunch of energy in it.
What's the nutrition label on V8? Is it really just tomato juice or do...
There's other stuff in it.
They put some sugar in it.
I don't think there's sugar in it. I think sodium is a little... You got to be careful there, but... No, I don't think there's sugar in V8. I mean, there are fruity V8 drinks, but the standard tomato juice maybe has like celery and some other stuff.
Well, that's good. Celery's great.
I hate celery.
I'm doing that 3-day squeezed juice cleanse that we've done before. I tried overtly to get an endorsement with them. They refused. We gave him so much free publicity, and this will be the last time that I do it again. But why I did it was I just need a quick little reset, and I didn't want to go shopping for it and turn it into a recipe and looking and making multiple things a day. And I thought, you know what, I'm just going to just get the 3-day thing, and I'll just be a good boy and follow those rules and drink those six
Thank
drinks.
Thank God I won't be here to listen to all this drivel.
Hey, Donna.
Hey, Steve. When did you get here?
You start to get meaner whenever you're about to go on trips. It's like you start tapping into your Jersey roots a little more.
No, I just know you. I know you. You're going to be talking about your juice cleanse for, let's see, when are you going to start it?
I think tomorrow.
Okay, so we've got Thursday, Friday.
Saturday.
Monday, because you'll be recapping your entire juice cleanse.
Yeah.
Which basically the whole story is, I drank these 3 bottles today. I drank 3 bottles the next day.
It's 6 bottles, Donna.
I drank 6 bottles. Like,
I spent the weekend in the bathroom. It's basically just that.
You know what's strange? That never seems to happen for me.
Okay.
I never do that, but I will. Here are some things you can look forward to if this is the trailer for the juice cleanse. I will be talking about how my body feels cold, and they say that happens during a cleanse because you are in such an active fat burn that your body, one of the natural things that you feel is like a chill, is cool. I need to just quickly deflate my stomach. I'm doing this more or less for vanity reasons, but now it will serve another benefit. There can't be much wrong with just giving yourself a lot of fruits and vegetables for a few days. But I would like my stomach to deflate by about 4 to 5 pounds and then try to just, it gives me a little motivation. It's like when you get a manicure so you stop biting your nails. I just need a little something to see a little progress and then I move forward from there.
All right.
Are you actively eating a lollipop as I tell you this story?
Well, I'm not talking.
What is it, a dum-dum? That matches.
No, it's one of those, Mexican ones.
You are so cultured. What do you mean, one of those Mexican ones? We have Mexican lollipops?
You know, those chalky ones? They're like, I don't think that's what this is. I don't want to talk about it.
You've already offended this Mexico.
Oh, man, what are we doing here? Oh, Mike!
No, we have to, now we have to save time.
All right,
now we have to give them this next segment.
No, I don't need a whole segment. It's pretty straightforward.
All right, let's hear what you got.
Last night we went to Godzilla Kong, The New Empire, and that completed all five of the MonsterVerse movies.
Oh my God, you were so fun.
We started with 2016's Godzilla, worked our way through. There are a lot of huge stars in these movies. I didn't know anything about these movies at all. Like Godzilla from 2014, I guess. That's got like Aaron Taylor Johnson in it and Elizabeth Olsen. You then go to Skull Island, Kong Skull Island. That's got Tom Hiddleston, Samuel L. Jackson, Brie Larson, John C. Reilly.
Wow.
That is a super fun movie. Love that. So long story short, yeah, checked out the newest one. They definitely are veering away from the early ones, like the early Godzilla 2014. Did you see it, Steve?
I didn't see those ones, but I actually thought you were going to go in the direction of like the old school ones.
No, not like, that quite old. No. We're just doing the ones in this technical MonsterVerse. It's Warner Brothers and Legendary Studios. But early on, they were very much were like, okay, this is how the people are interacting with these titans being on Earth and like trying to find ways to combat them, trying to find ways to get back away from them, figure them out. The last two movies, Godzilla vs. Kong and Godzilla Kong Skull Island, Godzilla Kong The New Empire, the one that's in theaters now, just crushing at the box office. It very much is truly just a monster movie. Them fighting each other, fighting other titans, high energy, high action. If you think you want to watch it, don't wait. Go watch it in the theater because it's not going to be the same experience at home. The sound's amazing. The everything about it was very fun.
Did Sarah like it?
She did.
Okay,
she liked it a little more than I did.
Oh, and wow.
Oh, really?
I like more of a story-driven film. She likes more of an action, let it happen. I like the nuance of film. She doesn't necessarily need all that. So, and I will say these last two movies did not have the nuance. They did not have great storylines. They just had fun monsters fighting monsters.
So you think the best storyline in this monster verse, this Godzilla verse, is the Skull Island?
Skull Island was fun. Skull Island, they quit taking themselves too seriously. They did what Marvel did and they started adding humor.
Yeah.
And this movie is very funny. This new one, they had a lot of humor. And we're talking funny, like at one point, they're two gigantic, massive Kongs, because there's multiple ones. Kong has his tooth knocked out. Well, the one made fun of him for having his tooth knocked out and didn't actually say anything, but just like pointed at his metal tooth and made fun of him. Well, then during a fight scene, he punches and knocks the tooth out of the other guy, and then Kong giggles at him. Like just little things like that that actually are really, really fun and done in a really good way.
Can I just watch this movie as a standalone?
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay. You
don't worry about the story because you're not going to get why this is all happening, but it's fun. It's just big
go along for the ride. Just switch your brain into monster movie mode.
Get your popcorn and just have fun.
All right.
That's good.
Thanks. Hey, Mike, how'd your juice cleanse go?
I didn't do juice cleanse. I just did a water cleanse. It was great. I still am feeling the wonderful effects of it. I am in that great brain space that I like to be when I'm burning fat and not carbs. And it is awesome.
Cool.
This week's been awesome. It's been great.
Okay. How about that, Donna?
You're doing
that's
what
I'm
going to
sound like in a couple days.
Okay, cool. I'll have to go back and listen during the podcast.
Donna's not going to be here on Friday. We got to go. When we come back, a study that we teased originally yesterday. 7 signs your kid is spoiled. We've got that.
Hey, it is Rocco for MNFatLoss.com. I am on spring break right now. It was exactly a year ago this time when I went on spring break with my family, and I said to myself, this is going to be the last week that I eat all these foods that are terrible for me, that I look in the mirror not liking what I see, that I am going to make some changes when I get back from spring break. And that's what I did. I talked to the people at MNFatLoss.com, the doctor and his team. They told me the time-tested method they had to lose up to a pound of fat a day, and it worked for me. At the end of the two-month reduction phase, I was down about 25, 30 pounds. I was in the high 190s. I ended up in the low 170s. Guess what? It's a year later, I'm still in the low 170s. Thanks, MNFatLoss.com. It all starts with a free consultation. If you want to be looking better in the mirror like I am, especially with summer coming up, I go to MNFatLoss.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm Bradley Traynor.
And I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Sometimes I feel like hey guys, we're back. Glad you are too. Appreciate it. It's Donna and Steve on My Talk 107.1, where talk is fun. See what I mean?
Yeah, that was a fun noise.
It sure beats your gurgling.
Brit in the city in New York wants to join me on the Juice Cleanse, Donna.
I know.
Rajneesh is in the building. The Juice Cleanse cult is making a comeback. Come to me, my children.
She wants you to send the link to her.
I sent her. I just sent her a link right now.
Excellent.
Also, by the way, Mary, My Talk has a website and a social media director. Why can't you post the pictures or videos of stuff you're spending a lot of time talking about on there? Not everyone has or wants an Instagram or Facebook account. Don't make your listeners work so hard looking for stuff. She ends with, sheesh.
I know.
What do you want to say to Mary, Donna?
I already wrote back to her, and I forwarded that to our social media director. I just said, let me look into it.
I was going to say... I was going to say my 90-year-old grandma has both. She's sort of my barometer for, like, are we making things too hard or too easy? But maybe Mary is thinking they're spies on Facebook and Instagram, and she's like you are with TikTok.
So your choice in responding was to berate her rather than be helpful.
I feel like berate is a real misuse of that word. More so to challenge her, like, if my 90-year-old grandmother can get access to it, let's stop acting like we're asking you to hold a headstand for 30 seconds and then we'll show you the picture.
Maybe she's not.
I love Mary. Mary's great.
Maybe Mary's 98. We don't know.
Wow, you're age shaming her because of her name. Mary? What do you want, Mary? Then be on the website?
No,
we'll put them on the website, Mary.
Mary is a universal ageless name.
That's true. There's a 12-year-old Mary right down the street.
Oh my God. One of our friend Marley's best friends had a baby named her Mary.
How about that?
Recently. It's a classic.
Now Mary's going to be all mad at me.
I hope
Mary,
so.
Mary, I'm just take it easy, Mary. We're just having a good time. We're friends. Gene says, we have Scrabble. We play it once a week. I'm smart, but I suck at it. Jesse writes, and once again, Donna, I love to connect with our listeners. Donna, later. I hate all games.
I never said that. I love games.
I'm going with Jesse.
Hey, listen.
A lot of people saying V8 is great, too. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, there's a lot of juices that are really good in energy drinks. Getting back to Mary, why can't we put that on the website?
We certainly could. I think there are a lot of companies nowadays who are trying to drive social media engagement, and they're presuming based on numbers alone of the hundreds of millions of American users on both of those sites that it's probably an easily accessible. You find me a grandma that's not on Facebook. It's almost only grandmas and grandpas on Facebook. I know, I say that with love and respect. It started as a college student thing, and then the parents, we were like, wait, we can be on here now too? Yep, we're taking over. And that's where you get Facebooky kind of stuff.
Sure.
We'll see. Maybe it'll be on the website.
Okay.
I was just saying, I acknowledge what Mary sent, but let's not act like we're asking you to work so hard. We feel like they're pretty universally acceptable places. You're afraid to piss off any of our listeners.
Now. I don't. I mean, it's. I'm not afraid to. I just choose not to. It just seems like the smarter of two choices.
But we could still have an idea or a thought. We don't have to just blindly agree with everything. She's, you know, Mary's a tough gal. Listen, she likes a little back and forth. She's Mary, a tough lady. Mary, what do you want?
It. Mary, I'll look into it. And I did.
And I just told Mary what I thought. And Mary's a tough lady. She's strong. She's accomplished a lot. And she knows how to take a little repartee, a little back and forth. I'm obviously afraid of what she's going to say to me next, duh. But I've said it and I can't take it back.
Studies have shown that the microbial...
Several long-term studies have shown...
They've studied the studies.
Several scientific studies have shown...
And here with their findings are study buddies...
The perfect nerd couple.
Donna and Steve.
I am dying to hear this.
Seven signs your kid is spoiled. We'll rattle through them kind of quick. One or two might not be like a big deal here, but if they fit the bill for most of these... You might have a spoiled one. So it's not like if you check one box, uh-oh, they're spoiled. But if this sort of in general describes your children, they may in fact be spoiled. When you tell them no, they throw a tantrum. A lot of little kids do it. But is it every time? Does it seem like they always expect to get what they want? I think this is kind of once they move through toddler phase. Toddler phase, they're really emotionally figuring out how does life work. If me want, don't me get. But once they get to like, you know, 5, 6, 7, if they're still like a no, you're almost afraid to tell them the no, that would be a bad sign. They could be spoiled.
Okay.
They're never satisfied with what they have. This could even come across as greedy. Instead of enjoying the toys and the other stuff that they have, they're more focused on the next thing that they want. That's all of us to some extent.
I was going to say that's, yes.
The human condition.
Yeah.
They demand things now. Instant gratification. They cannot wait. They want it immediately. And you usually give in because it's easier. We've been engaged in those kind of battles before with our kids where it's like, I get that it is the only thing that you're thinking about right now, but this is not going to be an instantly gratified moment. We're going to wait. We got to pause almost just out of the building the muscle of pausing.
Okay.
They're sore losers. Donna, no one likes to lose, especially the kids, but spoiled kids might have a harder time with it. Look for things like always blaming others, expecting to be praised for every little thing that they do well.
Oh, God, that's annoying.
They're manipulative. This is another sign your kids could be spoiled.
Or their kids.
Yeah. And they don't give up until they get their way. That could include pitting one parent against the other. Like, mom said I could. We'll more often do a, I don't know, ask your mother. Kind of like, I don't know if I have the bandwidth to make this decision. She might know more about what has already led up to this. Let's get her in on this. And finally, you have to bribe them to do stuff. Your kid could be spoiled if you have to bribe them to do stuff, even basic things like picking up their toys or brushing their teeth. If you always have to reward them for stuff, could be a sign that they're spoiled, especially if they start asking for bribes. Like,
oh, my God, I'll do it if you give me. Yeah. Wow.
How about you won't play video games for the rest of the month if you don't do the things I'm asking you to do, period, full stop.
Your kids aren't spoiled, though, are they?
No, but I don't think so. But I think that every now and again, they'll flare up in some areas. And it's like, okay, hang on. That's entitlement, you know. But we try to call that out when we see it. But I'm sure we're blind to some things. Another Mary just emailed. Listening now, my name is Mary. Mary! And I'm in my early 50s. We are not all old ladies, Steve. That being said, I'm also a kindergarten teacher, and I have never, ever once had a student named Mary. Bring back the Mary. All right,
yes,
Mary.
We'll bring Mary back, just like we brought Gary back.
Oh, yes.
Gary, Mary, Harry. I do love the name Harry. It's cool.
All right.
Oh, gosh, we're going to play this game, aren't we?
Whose voice is it anyway? Identifying celebrity voices out of context. You can play along.
Dang it.
It's me versus Donna. That game, when we come back on the Donna and Steve Experience on My Talk.
There, it's Rocco for Crescent Tide Cremation Services. Crescent Tide is a family-run small business right here in St. Paul. Lisa and Verlin, they used to be in the full-service funeral business, and one day they decided, you know what, it just seems like today so many people, they don't want to spend a lot of money on this end-of-life stuff. They don't want to have a stuffy funeral home-type situation. They want to have a simple cremation and then go off and have the celebration of life for that person that fits that person. And so they pivoted. They became a simple cremation service where simple, customizable cremations start at just $1,000. If you look around or if you look at their Google reviews, you'll see person after person that said, wow, I called around when my mom died and somebody quoted me four times what Crescent Tide did. Another guy says, even though Crescent Tide has the best price around, it doesn't feel like a discount operation. They are a prompt, courteous, sympathetic business over there, Lisa and Verlin. It's called Crescent Tide Cremation Services.
Good morning. We're back. Donna and Steve on My Talk 107.1, where talk is fun. It is Wednesday. It's 11:30. And that means this.
Time to play.
Ooh.
Voice.
Anyway.
Your host.
Zamboni.
Whose voice is it anyway? It's the two of your opportunity to name some celebrity voices out of context. We've got a Steve Patterson lead right now. 8-5 is where this game sits early this year.
Whoa.
Wow. It's still pretty close. Only a 3-point lead.
Mm.
But we only play it once a week, so these small leads can feel bigger than they actually are.
Mm-hmm.
We've often talked about this game being a game of streaks as well. So we'll see if Donna, because actually most recent win went the way of Steve. But then prior to that, it was actually, I believe, Brittany won in place of Donna last time.
Excellent.
So, And so we'll see if you can stop Steve from going on another streak here. We give you a category where all of these people will have in common. Then I give you a little clue for each one of them. Our theme for today, our category for today, musical celebrities.
Okay.
Musical.
Okay. Musicians. Not musicians per se, only.
That's where I'll leave it.
You don't mean musicals.
No.
You mean musical celebs. Celebs who are musical.
Yep.
Or musicians. His voice is getting higher.
Either way, how it works is we play this like the fun game of Name That Tune. They'll go back and forth bidding on how many seconds it's going to take for them to recognize a voice. If they get it right, they get the point. If they get it wrong, their opponent gets to take that point. That's why there's a bid back and forth. I'm flipping a coin to see who's going to go first. Who's calling it?
Me, Tails.
It is Heads.
All right.
Steve, you're going to go first for the bidding.
Okay.
And our first voice for our musical celebs, your first clue is grossed $668 million at the global box office.
Okay.
I can name that voice in 6 seconds.
I can name that voice in 5 seconds.
I don't think you can, so I would like you to try to name that voice.
Okay.
All right, Donna's going to start things off today, trying to name this voice in 5 seconds. We have got, again, musical celebs, musicians, musical celebs, musical artists, any of those people would fit. And the first clue is grossed $668 million at the global box office. Donna?
Yes?
You ready to give it a whirl?
Yes.
Well, you've got 5 seconds for voice number one. Donna Valentine, name this voice.
Feel like I want it to be good. Like, if it's not going to be good, I'd rather not do it. So, you know, in that kind of set.
I think that is Taron Egerton.
All right. If that is Taron Egerton, the first point is going to go to Donna. If it is anybody else, that first point is going to go to Steve. Let's find out. Is that Taron Egerton? It is not.
That's
Steve
a
gets
great guess,
point.
Though, Donna.
At first, I was going to guess someone different, and then I heard there was an accent.
I wondered if it was Tom Hardy.
Ooh.
It was not Tom Hardy.
Was it Rami Malek?
Let's listen to the voice again.
Ooh.
I want it to be good. If it's not going to be good, I'd rather not do it.
The accent.
That kind of setting.
Everybody hears yes.
You guys are. let me just.
Don't act like Sherlock Holmes over there, okay? accent.
As good as $668 million at the global box office would be for one film, it's really not that much for an actor. This is a singer who acts.
Harry Styles.
It's Harry Styles.
Oh.
Damn it.
Harry Styles, our first voice for Whose Voice Is It Anyway today. He grossed $668 at the box office. Of course, that was between Dunkirk and Don't Worry, Darling, most of that money.
That's a lot of money, actually.
Dunkirk, I think, did over $500.
Wow. Okay.
So it is only for four movies, I think, because he did a couple other small roles as well. He actually was in, he made a little cameo at the end of Eternals as well. Marvel. So technically Thanos' brother in the Marvel universe, although they haven't explored it.
Oh, yeah. Maybe they will.
So there you go. They haven't explored that yet. We move on to our second voice. It's Steve with a 1-0 lead as Donna cannot recognize or cannot name Harry Styles. Again, musical celebs, musicians, musical artists, our category today. We move on to our second one. Donna, are you ready?
Sure.
Let me give you the clue. You're going to start the bidding. Nominated for the most prestigious entertainment and non-entertainment awards. This individual nominated for the most prestigious entertainment and non-entertainment awards.
Oh, jeez. All right, here we go. I can name that voice in 5 seconds.
Wow. As much as I want to get involved and not just watch from the sidelines, I just don't think you can. So I'm going to ask you, Donna, to name that voice.
Okay.
All right. Voice number two. Again, musical celebs, musicians, musical artists, our category today. Nominated for the most prestigious entertainment and non-entertainment awards. Donna, you ready to give this a whirl?
Okay.
You got 5 seconds. Name this voice.
And I'm trying to get to a place where I know what to fight for.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. I'm trying to get to a place where I know what to fight for. Prestigious entertainment and non-entertainment awards.
Mm-hmm.
Entertainment, non-entertainment. And this is someone who acts.
It's musical celebrities or musicians is our category today.
Okay, that is this person alive or dead?
Can't give you that.
All right.
I'm sorry. Again, nominated for the most prestigious entertainment and non-entertainment awards, musical celebs, musicians, our category today.
That, my friends, is a person.
Correct. Nicely done.
Nice, Donna. Nice.
It is indeed a human.
She's hot. She knew that first person had an accent. Yeah. Now she knows this is a person's voice.
Who goes by the name of...
Don't rush into it.
I think that is Ewan McGregor.
All right. If it's Ewan McGregor, she's going to get another point. If it's anybody else, the point's going to Steve. He looks like that's a pretty good guess.
That's a good one.
Ewan McGregor. It is not. Second point going to Steve.
Damn it, Steve.
I got to hear this voice again to see if I can get
this voice again.
A guess at it.
Trying to get to a place where I know what to fight for and
doesn't sound like Colin Farrell.
Musicians are tough because...
Oh, it's a musician, that's right.
The category is musicians, y'all.
Yeah.
Musicians are tough, though, because...
You said musical something.
I said musical celebrities or musicians, and this individual was nominated. In fact, this individual is the only person to ever be nominated for an Oscar, a Grammy, a Golden Globe, and for the Nobel Peace Prize.
David Bowie.
That's Bono.
That's Bono.
You know what? I was going to say Bono before David Bowie.
Wow.
And I was like, what does he act in? I've never seen him in it.
There's no acting.
There's no acting.
Musician is the category. Musical celebrities or musicians, our category today.
Okay. I have it in my head that they've picked on movies.
I know. I'm sorry. That's not the case. The first one was an actor, Harry Styles, because he's been in movies. But not everyone is going to be an actor. He was the only person, like I said, to be nominated for an Oscar, a Golden Globe, a Grammy, and a Nobel Peace Prize.
Okay.
An Oscar for a song?
Yeah. I don't know which song particularly it was, but he did.
All right, nominated for an Oscar. All right, good job, Steve.
There you go, Donna. That's all right though, because you've got an opportunity here to get the bonus voice.
Oh, awesome!
And if you get the bonus voice, you're going to be right back in the mix here, tying it up at 2-2. We've got a 2-0 lead for Steve, but Donna, you've got a chance to get this bonus voice. Your clue for this one again: musical celebs or musicians. Our category today: musical celebs, musicians, people that are famous for music, versatile artists. Is going to be your clue for the bonus clue.
Versatile.
Pretty generic
artist.
Clue there, Donna.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to hear just a quick, brief voice. And when you do, name that voice to tie the game up and force the final voice. Are you ready, Donna?
Yes.
All right. She's been answering them all today. Let's see if she can get this one. Here we go. Again, versatile artists, musical celebs, musicians, our clue. Here is your bonus voice.
I don't want to do anything but try to...
Gosh, I think that's Alicia Keys.
If it's Alicia Keys, we are all tied up at 2-2 heading to our final voice. If it's anybody else, Steve's going to be the winner again today. Is that Alicia Keys? It is not.
Queen Latifah.
Before I tell you who it is, I do just want to say, based on this game and cover story, Alicia Keys is a confusing voice for you. You have guessed her incorrectly.
And I hear her a lot because I follow her.
Yeah, which makes that all the more troubling. I think I'm going all in on Beyonce.
Oh, yeah. I hear that, too. Okay.
Yeah. Completely lazy. I don't want to clean. I don't want to do it.
It's Beyonce.
Yes!
Oh, wow.
That was Beyonce for the bonus voice. But with that, Steve got the victory. Nicely done, Steve.
Yeah. Now, Mike, do you want to burn this last one that you have or keep it for next week?
Let's burn it. No, let's burn it.
Burn it all to the ground.
We're burning it to the ground. Your final voice, again, you two just play this one for fun. This final clue is solo and group success.
Okay. Ooh.
Solo and group success. Again, we're talking musical celebrities. We're talking musicians. Solo and group success. When you think you know it, yell out the name. Name this voice.
And they have, like, I mean, for me, I remember
Donna.
Doing that. And
Gwen Stefani.
That's absolutely Gwen Stefani.
Like, trying to write the whole thing out. I'm like, oh.
Yeah, too bad it doesn't count for anything.
Not a thing,
Pride.
But still.
Pride, she got one.
All right. Yeah. I'm kind of on the board, but not.
All right, Donna.
Yeah, I'm very bad at this game.
Well, it also didn't help. You got it in your head that it was an actor. So that's that second one, you had no chance if you were only thinking of actors who sing. So...
Damn. Who was that again?
Bono.
Dang it.
Yeah, and he was up for the Nobel Peace Prize in 2006.
Way to go, man.
Thanks, Donna.
And thanks for that free album, Bono.
Yeah, we all really appreciated it. And also, if you know how we can delete it from our iTunes, please do drop that track with the step-by-step directions. Thank you so much.
All right. We got to go. Congratulations, Steve. Great job, Mike.
Thank you, Donna. Yes. Thank you, Mike. When we come back, we need to briefly talk about Terrence Howard's hair because we have eyeballs.
Final stretch of the Donna and Steve show on My Talk 107.1, where talk is fun and you never know what you're going to see in the halls of Hubbard Broadcasting.
Did you just encounter something?
I encountered a human walking down the hall wearing Thomas's English muffin slippers. I'm not going to reveal who this person is because I'm sure there will be an accompanying video. But this person saved points to earn said slippers.
And this person also highlighted the entire journey and an issue that popped up and the letter that this person wrote to Thomas's to make sure they could get said slippers.
More to come. Write a letter?
More to come.
All right. I'm like, did you save barcodes? How does this work?
Yeah, or is it just from eating a bunch of English muffins?
It's like Pepsi points, yes. Thomas's
points.
You
know, like the Marlboro jacket that your dad got.
Of course.
For saving his cigarette tops.
Yeah, there are no shortcuts. You got to earn that stuff. That's why when you see somebody like in a Marlboro jacket, you might say, hey, that's unfortunate that you smoke. but you've got to tip your cap to their dedication, their follow through. Don, it's remarkable.
I mean, yeah. I mean, if you're going to start something, you might as well finish it. Am I or I?
Am I crocoletta, 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 crocoletta,
Steve, I have an email here. There are a bunch of grandparents that are not on social media. My mom doesn't want anything to do with the internet or computers at all. She also doesn't have a smartphone. Just an FYI for you.
Okay, so that sounds like even if we put pictures on the website, that might not help that
person. Correct. Here's another. Chris,
how do they even get our radio signal through the foil hat? I think, Jones, we're having a good time.
Hey, guys. A month or so ago, Steve dropped the comment that he worked with someone who ended up murdering someone and then just left it there. I need more. Also, can I have the link to the juice cleanse?
I responded to them with the link.
Okay.
I did not address the first part.
Okay. Do you know what happened with this person?
I don't know what happened with them since we lost contact with one another, but I know that that person in no fewer terms or in very clear terms told me that like they had my back. And I got to tell you something. When there is someone who has killed someone who tells you, I got your back, leaving aside whatever led to the event of someone having killed somebody.
And they use the word murder. Murder is different than like an accidental third degree manslaughter. You know what I mean?
Yes. He was out, guys. Okay. I wasn't the first person that he like whispered to and said, hey, by the way, I killed somebody. It came up. There was something that had happened. It wasn't like I was the person with this burden. The case, something went with the case. Now he's free to live as a civilian. And he seemed to be living right the life way this time around. But I'm just saying, if someone is like, hey, I got your back, you do feel pretty confident that they do, in fact, have your back.
So you don't know what happened.
No, I don't. No, this is when I had a very brief stint working for a mortgage company.
Okay. All right.
By the way, if anyone needs to refinance, I would have loved to have been your guy. I would have set you up with some sort of explosive balloon loan that would have probably led to your financial despair. But I would have gotten a commission.
Yeah, yeah. It's true. All right. We can't leave this unmentioned. So Terrence Howard was doing an interview, okay? He was talking about pay disparity and how Robert Downey Jr. in the Iron Man, latest Iron Man movie, took basically the money that should have gone to him. So he's not saying great things there. And he's suing his, CAA. Oh my God, CAA, thank you. A talent agency. He said he was paid $325,000 per episode of the TV show Empire, while the Big Bang Theory cast was paid $2 to $3 million per episode, despite Empire having more viewers. Now, having said all of that, it's really hard to pay attention to what he's saying because you cannot even believe what his hair looks like.
I don't know the last time that you saw Terrence Howard, but I can assure you his hair is a touch different.
Mike, have you looked?
Yeah, I looked. I'm posting it now. It'll be on the show links page. This is unreal.
Farrah Fawcett is what a lot of folks are saying.
No,
comes
he wishes
to mind.
Farrah Fawcett. It's more like the mom in That 70s Show.
That's not too far off.
It's just a flip. It's not a feather. It's a flip. It's auburn. He's clearly wearing a wig and trying to have a serious conversation about, you know, a serious matter in Hollywood. Ain't nobody listening to him.
It's just as a human being. It would be like if a relative came over, a friend you hadn't seen in a few years came over and their hair was, to say it was decidedly different is not painting the picture. It's shocking upon first viewing.
It's out of date. Okay, forget the fact that he's wearing a wig. It's not a stylish wig.
Is it a wig?
Steve.
Is it a wig?
I hope that's a wig. How could he get his hair like that?
I don't know. A flat iron. A Brazilian blowout.
Yeah, I didn't realize his hair was that long. It is alarming. Just Google it if you can't get to the link at the moment. But it's very jarring. Like, that would be my first question. What's up with your hair?
Have you not been paid well enough to get it cut?
That's
no,
insane.
Terrence, come on the show. We'd love to talk with you, but it is going to be about the hair primarily.
anyway,
let's find out what the soup du jour is.
Even though we know.
It's stupid chili.
Yeah, let's just see what he's up to.
Okay.
Come down for moose soup after.
It's always a surprise.
Oh, no. It's mac and cheese.
It's always a surprise.
Oh, no. It can't be.
With your soup with
soup,
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 soup, soup, soup,
soup,
cafeteria, this is Brian.
Well,
hey, Brian.
Someone's got some pep in his step.
Sure.
Hey, Brian.
Hey.
There went that pep.
Hey. Gone. Second I hear your guys' voice.
We know garbage chili is in your pot today. What is the entree today?
Tendies.
Oh, bro.
Chicken tendies.
Fries on the side?
Fries on the side. Are you here today?
No, and I just did Culver's chicken tenders last night.
Okay.
What are your thoughts on Culver's chicken tenders?
Never had.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I think you'd like the breading that they have. It's a nice, thin breading.
Oh, good to know. Mm. You know, there's one by my house, and I still, you know.
Have you never been to Culver's?
I don't think my kids have ever even had Culver's.
Wow.
Wow, that's crazy.
Maybe once. I don't know.
They've got custard.
Yeah,
they've got
know.
Like concrete mixers,
cheese curds,
cheese
I know
curds.
What about.
Yeah, they have cheese curds, Brian. My wife ordered through the app.
I lost the bet.
Oh yeah, you need to buy lunch for us.
Yeah, does Mike want chicken fingers?
I would take some, sure.
All right, I'll send some up.
I'll cash in today. Oh, perfect. Wonderful. Thank you.
Okay, this is great. I'll
and
cash
I'm
in later.
Donna Valentine.
Curd side pickup is what it's called at Culver's. Curd side. I thought that was cute. Curd. We got to go. Bye.
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 Bye, everybody.
All right. See you tomorrow.
Bye.
I love that.